So could we get your reaction just to what do you think is going to happen now down the road?
You know, I don't know. They have to go through the process, and I think you heard loud and clear that there's more debate and more discussion with a larger group, and I think that's right. What I'd say is my son is studying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and for me, it's cool to see this process, to see, as ugly as people think it is, how pure it is. I don't see this as a big victory. I think it's a milestone. I think it's great. I'm appreciative of everybody who was supportive. I also respect what Scott Ogilvie said, and I know where he's coming from, and I think I'm proud.
Will this sell the NFL?
No. We need to get through the Board of Aldermen to get that done, and there's obviously a lot more to do. But I can tell you, and I literally mean, this is a proud day for me as an American to see this process play out in such a genuine way. So. You know, you get me a little emotional, but it was inspiring.
Now, what about the state, though? Because the state legislature will have to. Somebody has another question.
Yeah, sure. Can you talk about Grubman's comments to Bernie Nicholas, talking about that this proposal that was passed here isn't good enough?
Yeah. Look. First, I think it's important to understand context. The NFL pushed hard to have Eric on the air yesterday, the day before a vote. It wasn't a pre-set up deal. It was something they worked on hard the day before. You do that for two reasons. You either want to sabotage an effort, or you want to push and extract as much as you can in the context of a negotiation. I believe it's probably the latter. And so that is his job. And our job is to protect taxpayers and to do something that is the right plan for our region, and that's what we think this is.
And when I listened to that interview, the sense I got was this plan that they passed today could very well block relocation, but there's no guarantee that Kroenke is going to sign on the dotted line, which I think we've all known for years.
Right.
My question, though, is with the legislature saying what it's saying, and the fact that Kroenke may not sign this deal and the bonds aren't going to be issued right away, are you fearful that they may pass something that could make it a lot harder to get state funding for this?
I don't worry about what I don't control, and I don't worry about trying to guess what's going to happen. You know, we've got to put forth a deal that makes sense for our region, that also is enticing enough for an NFL club. I think what we've got on the table is good, and at the end of the day, we encourage the Rams to jump on board and try to invest in our city and help make St. Louis better.
Can I ask a Stan Kroenke question? Have we just made the arrangement to buy a diamond ring for somebody who doesn't love us?
I don't understand the question. I think at the end of the day, as we talked about with the aldermen, and I think Chairman Conway said pretty clearly that if they don't come in, they being the team in the league with the money, it doesn't get built. So I'm not sure if I understand the question.
I mean, we are going to every length to fund this deal, but he's not even returning the mayor's calls. Do you think that this will impress him, or how do you gauge his role in supporting this?
I'd have you call Stan Kroenke.
That's not an impressive answer. I mean, don't you think that
I don't speak for Stan Kroenke.
What's your read of him?
I know he's, and I think it was stated yesterday, he's a very shrewd negotiator. So I think he's a very shrewd negotiator.
Do you think that this vote today, if it ends up passing the Board of Aldermen, will be enough to convince the owners to block Kroenke's potential relocation?
I don't know. I hope that they see, and I do have confidence after interacting with some owners, that they see that there's a legitimate effort here. And I have heard from some that feel it's a good plan. So, look, it's like anything else, just like the aldermen had to go through. They've got to use their judgment in assessing all the alternatives, everything that's in front of them, make a decision. So today, nor the final alderman vote is going to be the last of people making a decision on this matter. And that's what they're going to have to face in January.
And Dave, again, sort of a repetitive question too. A large portion of this bill is, are we going to have a team or not that's going to stick with us for the next 30 years? Let's say if it's not the Rams, are you in talks with anyone else at this point? I mean, we've got to have a team. If so,
No, we're not in talks with anybody else. This is about keeping our football team here now. How that transpires, I have no idea. But what I believe is we have a good plan, and we have a plan that is, again, fair for our community and our region, and I think fair for the NFL, and I think, frankly, a building and a stadium that they should be excited about being a part of.
does the RSA actually have the money in the bank that you're committing under this plan from them?
I'm
like
sorry.
$10 million?
Basically, what that represents is funds spent thus far. So I think people have been reporting on the funds that have been spent thus far. And that's a lot of design work that has to go into these projects. Mm-hmm. So majority of that is the funds that they've spent thus far that is part of a project budget.
Now, Jim Shrewsbury told me they may not be able to cover all that money if this doesn't happen. Do you know what their finances are?
I don't know if and I haven't talked to Jim personally about it. I don't know if he understands kind of that it effectively represents the funds that have been spent thus far and the portion of the funds that would actually contribute to the project itself, not on other things.
No, I'm talking about the money that's already been spent. But if we don't get the team, then that money came from other budgets.
It's my understanding that it's covered. So I don't know what information Jim has. I can't speak to that.
Now, the big change with the revised financing plan is no longer uses naming rights as collateral. It uses the state's credit rating. Mm-hmm. How do you think that will impact this deal if it's executed?
Obviously it's risk. I think risk for the state, and that was what this really came down to, is where the risk is born. But when you look at the projections, even in downside scenario, they hold up pretty well, and they hold up very well. And so you do get to a situation where I think my personal opinion is that there's very little risk for the state based on that.
Do you believe those types of bonds, which are going to be paid off by event day revenue, do you think that they need legislative approval, or do you think they can be issued without the legislature?
I believe they don't need to be issued by the legislature, but I'm also not a lawyer, so you'd have to probably talk to someone who's, let's just say, more legally proficient than I am.
You say that the job right now is to keep our team here. At the beginning, it was more along the lines, we want to keep the NFL here. Are you leaning towards one or the other right now? Or?
Well, I think they're both in the same, right?
Right.
And we have a team now. And I don't think we want to go back through the situation of having a team leave and then if the desire is such to try and attract another team. So to me, the most prudent thing is to try to keep the team you have.